Well, let's move on down here. He says, even so we, when we were children, we were in bondage under the elements of the world. And that means under the law. Paul is saying here that it was the childhood of the nation Israel when they were under the rules and regulations. But when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth his son, made of a woman, made under the law. Or I can change that, and it just has the same value. Born of a woman, born under the law. Now, the Lord Jesus Christ was born under the law, born of a woman. She's a Jewish woman. We have out here on the West Coast a woman out here that's saying that Jesus didn't belong to any nation at all, that far as race is concerned, he belonged to no race. May I say how absolutely puerile, senseless, that anyone can be. That is attempting to take a saccharine sweetness position that has no meaning whatsoever. And the woman at the well, I think, knows more than the woman out here knows today, because she said, how is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, a woman of Samaria? She thought he was a Jew, and our Lord didn't correct her. So I would take it that she was accurate, and if you don't mind, I'll follow her and not some of these soft-headed and soft-hearted folk today that are trying to play down the fact of who he really was. He had a perfect humanity. Also, he was God manifest in the flesh. And today they're tampering with that. May I say to you, the only historical Jesus that we have is one that the oldest creed in the church says he was very man of very man. He's very God of very God. And I go along with that because that's exactly what the Word of God teaches.